Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Stephen LeMay. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
For me, the difference between the 14 and 15 was that the 14 had felt like it had a lot too much oak for what was supporting the oak, whereas the 15, you could taste the fruit coming through, and then the oak sat on top of it still. But it was, to me, that the balance of fruit to oak was better.
Because 14, we used 40% with new barrel, French oak barrels, and hardly 25% with the 15th vintage.
Is that a philosophical change, or why did you change?
I think now we'll try not to use more than one-third new barrels, because the most important is not to afford, you know, to buy some barrels whose price is more than 700 each euro for each. So it's not difficult to buy if you have money or a good bank for helping you. But the most important is to keep the balance with new barrels from 1 year and from 2 years. And we tried for the 14th vintage, we tried with barrels from 300 liters too.
Oh, so bigger barrels.
Yes. The only problem is to range, and because it's not the same size and the 225. But we know now, we try to know how to make the cuvée majeure white. And the only way we can go on improving, of course, is in the vineyards. But we have now the parcels for making it. But, and we know that if we have to be very, very very careful with the aging with the fermentation in the wood, which is not so easy. Fermentation is in stainless steel. So that's why we'll try for next harvest 16 with a new provider of barrel, and we change with another one which was not so.
Just talking about your white wines, how you make them, because that's where you're mainly at, really. Mm. You do barrel fermentation?
Barrel fermentation, because it would be easier, you know, to make a stainless steel fermentation than aged in barrels. But we make, and we make the blend before putting the wine in the barrels.
Oh, okay, you do, yeah.
Yes, so, for example, for last harvest, 15, we had two stainless with Sauvignon Blanc, one with Sémillon, and one with Sauvignon Gris. And we were six people, and we had to decide for the blend. And when the blend is made, it's too late, you know, to change and come back. And Sauvignon Gris were so good, even if it was not far from 15 with alcohol. So all the Sauvignon Gris went in the blend. And Sémillon were not so good than Sauvignon Blanc, but they were hardly 13 with alcohol, so it could allow us to be not too high with alcohol. We used less Sauvignon Blanc, even if Sauvignon Blanc could be considered as a bit better than Sémillon. But this is a question of balance, you know. If we just add Chardonnay or Viognier or Chenin, it would be different. This is why Bordeaux, you can very often find a good balance, because you can use, for one vintage, a bit more Merlot. For the red, it will bring more roundness. And because, you know, Cabernet Franc or Cabernet Sauvignon, when you don't reach the good maturity, it can be hard in
quite
the first years.
And
yes, with vegetal flavors. Cabernet Franc can be great when you make blind tasting with Cabernet Franc from warm vintages. You can think it's a Syrah from Rhône Valley.
Oh, really?
With spicy flavors,
Just on the method of production for your white wine, so it's barrel fermentation, then barrel aging, you leave them in there.
Yes.
Do you do any batonnage or lee stirring?
One time a week from end of fermentation till beginning of spring. It depends on the vintage, but we don't check too much in the barrel, you know, hardly 1 minute for each. And So we do it, yes, one time a week.
The reason I'm sort of interested in the method and production is because the wines are Appellation Contrôlée Bordeaux Blanc, or Bordeaux, Bordeaux Blanc. Supérieur Blanc.
Mm-hmm.
Bordeaux, Superior.
Bordeaux Blanc, Bordeaux Blanc, because Bordeaux, Bordeaux Blanc. Supérieur Blanc is for sweet white.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
So you're making to what most people would consider to be quite a normal wine, a humble wine. It's not a Passac Leon or a Sauternes or all these sort of famous vintages. But then you're going through all this process of barrel fermentation. But
you know, we have the same. We have the same process. We buy the same barrels. We work very hard, as you can do it in Passac Leonien. In the vineyards, the birth is not the same when you're at the beginning. Your name is only Bordeaux Blanc, rather Pessac Léognan or Puligny-Montrachet. But it's not a real problem. It can be, of course, economic problem when you know your average price is between 5 and 10 euro. The most exciting, maybe not the most exciting, but it's very nice to tell you, you can make wines, people can buy and drink, because who can drink now so many wines whose prices are too expensive?
A
wine, each wine has to be drunk.
Yeah.
And not just bought for being sold later, or it's not our philosophy. You know, our philosophy is to make good wines at good prices. For example, we don't want to use alternative for wood. So it's oak barrel or stainless steel if we don't want to make the cuvée. And we don't want to try with ships of food, because of course it's easier, of course it's cheaper price, of course, but we have a philosophy, you know, and we know what we don't want to make, which is maybe more important that if you just consider what you can sell.
Just to wrap up, I think this is my last interview in Bordeaux Superior area, and I think your white wines probably summarize it. My surprise about the region is that there are some really nice top-end wines that are very, very
but
competitive.
But we are here for giving you a surprise, you know, because...
Because a lot of the Bordeaux and Bordeaux Superior wines you see in UK are very simple. Yeah, they're nice wines, you know, reasonably well
made. But there is a place for everybody, you know. You know, many people, for them, it will be enough for them to drink a simple white. But we know, too, we can reach many, many connoisseurs with this cuvée. But we are not the only, of course, in the Bordeaux appellation. But we know and we measure how we can reach a really good quality price, but not only quality price, even if you always think of the price when you drink a wine, but and we know we can go on improving again such dry white
by getting those baby doll sheep and cooney cooney pigs to eat your grass. It's a wee joke. I've been winding,
but you know we already are on the way for producing more organic than before, and. But you know, it's so nice when the patient is still here to tell you, you can still go on improving the quality of what you produce, because producing is not so difficult, but producing good wine is already a bit more difficult. And, but the pressure, you know, is meeting with you from UK and with people we drink your wine every day or every week or every month or every year. And we need everybody, you know. Cheval Blanc doesn't need everybody. Cheval Blanc or Margaux or Latour. We are not in the same category, but it's not exactly wine. You are in the business and speculation value and wines. Yeah. It's not for us.
Okay. I think we're going to wrap it up there, Stefan. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.